Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Joshua.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. Now, we rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is a listener submitted by Michelle, and it's have a first date that's so bad you run away screaming, or a first date that's so bad they run screaming from you. So a little bit of tidbit, this was actually submitted in person by Michelle on a first date that we went on. So it's
very... And did anyone run screaming from that?
No. Nobody ran screaming from our first date. It was actually a pretty good date.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to a bar on Capitol Hill in Seattle called Odd Fellows. It was very good.
Oh, well then.
Yeah. Okay. So
I've been there before.
So you guys are married. And have
we
been
are.
For...
Wait, we are?
I know.
Last time I checked, I've got the paperwork.
She has proof, Josh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
So you guys have been married forever, which means you may not remember what it's like to go on a first date, but try and remember, go in the Wayback Machine to when you actually went on a first date, if you ever...
I remember... Actually, several first dates.
There you go. Okay, so you're in the right. You're in the right mind space. Joshua,
I do
are
not.
You there?
No.
But you've seen television programs where people go on first dates. I assume, like,
yeah,
you know,
they're always pretty wacky and zany.
Just zany hijinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So somebody, you're on a first date. It's a relatively normal first date, and then there's just a series of cascading failures. Where this date just gets progressively worse and worse, and somebody runs away screaming into the night. and it's either you because of what they said or did, or it's them because of what you said or did.
Okay, so actually, I initially said that I felt like this would be pretty easy, but... In thinking, like, what are the things that someone could say or do that would make me run away screaming?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's gotta be
that's
bad.
Some serious... I was just thinking, like, oh, well, this is easy because obviously I would rather be the one running away screaming because then I'm not the garbage person that made someone
right,
run away. But
right.
At the same time, like, what trauma am I going to have to go through in order for this to happen? Like, is this guy going to, like, peel his face off?
Exactly.
Like,
what? Sorry, what?
I mean, I didn't realize that was on the table, but...
Well,
yeah.
I mean, what we really have to ask ourselves right now are, what are the types of things that could be done or that we could do?
You know what's
that would cause someone to run away screaming?
You know what's funny is my initial thought for, like, a really terrible thing is, you know, you're sitting across from somebody and they're talking and all of a sudden, like, their face opens, like it like a seam comes down the middle and their face opens and then there's a newer, like, same version of the face, but newer. And then they, like, peel everything back and peel their entire body off, like, a second skin.
Like they molted?
Yeah, like they molted, basically. And
so, yeah, that's funny, because apparently everyone thinks that peeling someone's face off is the thing that would make you run away screaming.
I was thinking that it would be normal things.
Like what,
Joshua? I mean, things, not normal, but things that could actually happen.
Like what?
Like?
I don't know, like, Danielle, you're on your first date, and the moment the guy sees you, he's like... You know, Danielle, when I saw you come around the corner, I came right in my pants.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
See, would you turn around and run screaming?
But I don't think,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to speak for Danielle, but, like, I don't think that you would run away screaming from that. I think you would just, you know, if you're sitting there, I think you'd, you know, put your stuff back in your bag, you'd get up and be like, all right, well, I'm not doing this, and then you just walk away. You know,
I think it would literally be one of those sitcom moments where you do everything in reverse. Like, you put the stuff in your bag and you stand up and you actually walk out the door backwards.
just like rewinding so you were never there in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, I'm imagining too, like Creepshow, like that dude with all of the cockroaches that like come out of the Raisin Bran and stuff. Like, if someone had like bugs coming out of their face.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're like, saying literally run away screaming.
Literally run away screaming.
It's gotta be that, right?
Look, we don't deal with figuratives here. There's no
we're
analogies.
Not about that here on this or that podcast. That,
no, we have zero imagination. Everything is literal here on this or that. You are running screaming. And I'm intentionally leaving what you do or what they do to cause this to happen open-ended. Because it doesn't really matter what it is. It's bad enough that you run screaming or they run screaming.
Well, yeah, they could like pull out a gun and start shooting people.
Well, yeah, that's...
That would make you run away screaming.
You guys are going so goddamn extreme.
Well, it's gonna make you run away screaming.
From just bad dates. Like, I've been on a lot of bad dates. You know, you finish your drink and then you leave. Like, that's it. It's gotta be extra bad. It can't just be like, my name's not really, Jenny. It's, I don't know.
Okay, what if in the middle of the date, Chris, she needs to get something out of her bag and she starts pulling out just used condoms and severed fingers.
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, I don't know about run. That would definitely brisk walk and like a low moan. Like...
like a Napoleon Dynamite?
Just like...
Well, I mean, they could torch the place, too.
Yeah.
Well, then you're running because you don't want to die.
And probably screaming.
Yeah, you're like, oh my god, fire, fire.
That'd be a really bad date.
That is running screaming.
So regardless of what happens, really this is down to either you're going to experience some significant trauma or you're going to inflict some significant trauma on somebody else.
And I think this is super easy then.
And you're not going to really know. Well, here's the thing, because you're not going to really know, because you're not trying to make them run away screaming. If that's the side you choose, you're not trying to get them to do that. Like, you're invested in this day. Like, you're trying to make it work. But they just get up and run away screaming because of something you did. And now you're left sitting there going, crap. What
I still think this is super easy.
Okay, what do you think?
What are you thinking, Joshua?
Yeah.
Okay, I just laid out a scenario where someone pulls out severed body parts, and that wasn't enough for you to run away screaming. That means I have to do something worse than that. I don't want to do something worse than that.
No, but that's what I'm trying to say is you don't do you're left wondering why they ran away screaming, because you think you're doing everything normal.
Except, obviously, I'm not. And I'm doing things so abnormally to the, the fucking utmost extreme, apparently.
But that's...
Yeah, like, I'm thinking, like, what could I do unless they, like, find me so hideous that's, I mean...
Well, isn't that what's gonna kind of go through your mind? Like...
No.
What did
when that like, happens, I'm not going to be like, oh, it's totally normal for my fucking face to split apart or to me to peel off my skin or for cockroaches to crawl out of this box of cereal. Like, I know going in, those are not normal things.
But none of those things are going to happen. Like, nothing abnormal to you happens. And so you're left sitting there going, what? Like, the problem isn't that they ran away screaming from you. It's that you think everything is normal and they ran away screaming from you. So now you're left wondering, like, crap, how do I ever go on a date again? Because obviously I'm doing something that gives somebody this reaction.
Yeah, maybe it's because it's like, it's too personal. Like, oh my gosh, this person ran away screaming from me. But you didn't necessarily, I mean, you could have murdered someone in front of them, but you're probably not going to do that.
No.
But they could have murdered someone in front of you.
Yes.
So then if that's the
or
case,
or they could
then
be chasing you with a knife. You would run screaming if they were chasing you with a knife. I don't want to be chased with a knife.
If that's the case, then I want to be the one making them run away.
Yeah, because you're probably less likely to be in danger.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in danger, and I'm probably just going to be like, whatever, that person's just super sensitive to whatever the fuck I did.
Right, yeah. I think if it's just a one-off, like if it just happens one time, then I would much rather be the one that stays there and does not run away screaming. Like, I make them run away screaming. If it's something that happens often, then I think, I don't know, does that change it? If it happens over and over again, does that change your answer?
Like, if people always run screaming, or you always have to run screaming?
Like, on every, I don't know, every third first date, once somebody runs away screaming.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
And you don't know what's going to happen. You know, some dates are fine, and some dates, they just, somebody runs away screaming. Does that change your answer because it happens more than once? So now you can't just pass it off as, oh, they're just, you know, overly sensitive or something is going on with them. Like, now you have to really think, what am I doing?
I would still be the one to make them run away screaming.
Because why?
Because of how extreme the thing would have to be to make me run away screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it would have to be something kind of dangerous or something extremely, like, gross and traumatizing, like someone peeling their own face off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the only counterpoint, because I think I agree with you guys, the only counterpoint is most of my bad first dates make really good stories. And if somebody does something, like, you're on a date and they do something that is so horrific that you run away screaming, assuming you survive, which I'm the commissioner, so I'm saying
there's
you
no
survive.
Guarantee. Is there a guarantee that we survive in this case?
There is
and
a guarantee
that we
you
don't
survive.
Come to physical harm.
There's oh no wait, there's a guarantee I survive.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, then I'm switching.
But you don't know that. That changes it for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna see some weird ass shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're gonna
and
be
I'm
able
not
to tell
gonna
people,
die.
You are gonna every time. Anybody has a conversation about bad first dates, you are going to win the shit out of that conversation because you will have the best, worst first date. So does that...
Yeah.
So Josh, yeah. You picked the
know.
Other one?
I mean, you could still get pretty fucked up though. And I mean, we don't know at this point that we're not getting hurt. So right. Curse of knowledge, like we can't assume that.
Right.
You know, because obviously that's going to change our mind. So I'm saying we don't know.
Okay, so you're saying, like, a good story might not be worth third-degree burns? Or, like, getting stabbed a few times?
I think I agree with that.
Being traumatized by watching someone peel their own face off, for example, or watching someone
Why do you keep going back
murder.
To that?
I know, it's just it's the first thing that came to mind.
It's so funny that
now it won't leave.
That's really similar to what came to my mind. And Josh, if it makes you feel any better with the story thing, like if you have enough people run screaming from you, that's a story. I mean, it's not a great one, but you know, you could invite your friends on first dates so that they can, you know, as proof that you're not being a fucking weirdo and they just run screaming from you just randomly. I feel like there's
well, it's not random though. You're doing something.
Or are you? You don't know.
I guess you don't.
I guess you don't. But yeah, I think I'm... So Josh, you're thinking you want to run away screaming for the story value because you survive.
But only survive. I could still get injured?
Yeah, you can get injured.
No, then I'm making them run away screaming.
Yeah. So we're unanimous. Right?
Yeah, they're running away. They're going to think I am the worst date ever, but it's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm pretty sure I've had dates where they thought I was the worst date ever, and it doesn't bother me that much. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. They didn't run away.
You went home and you were like, isn't it normal for people to pee on the pizza before they eat it?
Yeah, that's pretty normal, right?
I would walk away. from that. But I wouldn't run. I mean, unless I was like in the spray.
Yeah, I think I would back away quickly if if somebody squatted over the pizza and let fly. I think I would go quickly. Maybe not scream. I don't know. That'd be pretty.
But would you though, or would you pull out your phone and be like, okay, has to be documented?
No, I would exit the situation immediately. Anytime somebody's peeing on food, that's you need to make a hasty exit. Like that's no, I don't want to. I don't want to be there when the cops arrive for whatever that is. No. All right, so we're unanimous. We're gonna make them run away screaming. We're gonna be terrible dates. Great.
We are.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discuss terrible first dates. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at trtpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.